Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, sometimes we have Nate Collins on for his regular segment on Wednesdays, and we're not sure where we're going to start. The direction could go a number of ways. Well, the story of the NFL world was the Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday night. So, you know, that's exactly where we need to start. Nate Collins joins us here on Bet Sweats of the Green Light podcast, a BetMGM podcast. Nate, I don't need to ask how you feeling. How did you enjoy watching that game on Monday night?
And I live streamed the game on my live stream show called Fax Machine that I do on the platform called Assist, and I just went crazy. I was out of focus because I was jumping up and down and going nuts, but I really felt good because during the day on Monday, we do the Green Light Live show, and we ended the show with our predictions for the game. And obviously, I took the Jags, but I had said everyone in America, because it's the only game on tonight, you're going to be watching this game, and you're going to leave the game saying, who is that number zero on Jacksonville, because he's a great player. And him for Devin Lloyd to have a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown was absolutely incredible. And it was just an up and down game, obviously, for emotions for me watching the game. Trevor Lawrence starts the game running over the line of scrimmage and throwing a pass. Right when I seen that, I was just like, oh man, this might be a long game. And then the whole referee situations and the blown calls, it was a crazy game. But for that game to end the way it did, it was absolutely crazy. Happy for my Jags. Trevor Lawrence, undefeated on his birthday, all his for his career birthday games. So I'm happy he kept that streak. And then even after getting caught on the sideline picking your boogers, you go on a game-winning drive like that. That's it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm happy for my Jags so much.
Are you surprised Kansas City looks a little, I guess, uninvincible at this point? They look like they can be beaten, and they have been beaten, obviously, three times. But it's a big change from last year, it feels like.
It is a big change, and they're just one of those teams that you can tell, like, their injuries and where they're happening and what positions, it's kind of hindering the play calling and us as fans seeing what we're, like, used to seeing with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think they're still a team that they're slowly getting healthy and they're getting guys back. And believe it or not, it might look scary for a lot of teams coming up that have to play Kansas City once they get everyone back in that receiver room and the rest of the roster. I think they're still a team that they're going to be contenders. That was a crazy game. They probably should have beat the Jags. They definitely should have. But they're a team that it's not going to be a cakewalk. They're going to be in every game, regardless of who they're, what they're putting on tape right now. But it's a long season, and I feel like Kansas City, we'll still be talking about them when it's playoff time.
It is a long season, and it's a 5-week sample size so far. And I was curious where Jacksonville would be, and what kind of slapped me in the face is like, no, this is real. Like, the betting market will usually tell you, like, you know what? It's early. They played weak teams in some situations. Like, no. BetMGM right now says Jaguars to make the playoffs minus 285 favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, they're saying we expect them to be in the playoffs. Not a coin flip. We're expecting them the great start. What are we looking at with this division? Because they're tied with Indy. Indy looks like a bunch of world beaters. And you could question their schedule. They had another soft opponent this weekend, and that would certainly be fair. But here comes Houston. So what are you expecting out of this division? Is it definitely two teams? Is there a possibility like it's the NFC North where you get three? It feels like all that conversation, AFC South, you're only getting one. That's no longer here, man.
No, I think the AFC South runs through Jacksonville this year. I respect the Colts and what they're doing, but I'm going to go with my guys. But, yeah, just like you said, the AFC South is right now, like, we're the only division with multiple teams with four-plus wins or whatever it is at the top. I mean, the Colts are at the top of the division by a slight margin. It's going to be exciting. And I would say with the Houston Texans, I got to see a few more games before I'm going to jump on and be like, they got everything fixed and worked out in Houston, because they've put some bad stuff on tape this year. And it's great that the game that they had before a bye week is something that everyone in that building can feel great about and keep it rolling for the rest of the season. But they're a team that I have to see them do that again before I start worrying about them.
Do you believe more in Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield or Indy with Daniel Jones?
Man, I feel like any other year, I would say right now, I would say Baker. I really like Baker. I obviously Daniel Jones and Baker, I would say if you ask anyone, they should be in your MVP votes like after 5 weeks for the quarterback or just in general. But they're both playing great football. But for some reason, I feel like I know what I'm gonna get with Baker. And Baker is a winner, and what he's doing right now, like without Mike Evans, and we all know Mike Evans is coming back, and now they have Emeka Abuka. Is that how you say his name?
Abuka, yeah.
Okay. Well, now they have him, and he's shown that he's going to be a star. So that's just another weapon for Baker. So I would say right now it will be Baker, but that's a slight margin because the Colts are playing unbelievable. Daniel Jones is playing unbelievable. I'm so happy for him. And it's been exciting, but I would say Baker.
So we got some other news in the NFL, not just the Flacco trade yesterday. It was what the Arizona Cardinals decided to do. They decided to fine Jonathan Gannon $100,000. Did they? Did the league? Whatever. Gannon's fined $100,000 for his actions on the sideline Sunday with DeMarcado. The video is interesting because it's tough to get a clear view. You know, some people run with it with the headlines. He hit him. He punched him. It's hard. Like, I don't even have to ask. I know you've been in that situation a million times. I can't imagine a football player that hasn't been in that sort of situation. Like, was he hitting the pads? That's what I'm saying. It's emotions boil over. What did you think?
As an ex-player, I feel like it just was a little too much. It was just a little too much. And we talked about this on the show. I think it shows to DeMarcado's character. I just feel like if that situation happens with different guys, we might be talking about a whole bigger issue and situation today, because it then becomes if a player, whether you're hitting the pads or not, if a player feels threatened or embarrassed in the moment, what happens if the player swings back? Is it something where it's just like, hey, he hit me first, or he's a coach? So it's just a situation that as a coach, you have to control your emotions. And I definitely understand Gannon. Like, that fumble, it's a situation where you as a head coach, you're on a hot seat right now. Like, if you get fired, you and your family are looking for like new arrangements. It's a bunch of stuff that comes with that, and there's a lot of emotions that come into it. And the fumble in that situation, I get it, and you're upset, but you have to control yourself a little bit. You have to, and I think the $100,000 is cool. It's just the NFL are funny with their fines because Jerry Jones, for putting the middle finger up, got fined $250,000. So it's just like, what do we value with the fines in the NFL? It's just funny. But that's just an unfortunate situation. Just as an ex-player, as a viewer, like, it's something you don't really want to see. And I hope internally everything, they work everything out. Just for the sake of the league and just not making it a bigger deal than it should be.
I think you had a great week, man. The Bears win the bye week, 1-0, right? Win the bye week. The right. Jags beat the Chiefs. And yeah. Drake May looks like baby Dan Marino on Sunday night.
Man, wow.
Man, I love it. I love it. The Pats are looking good. They're coming together. Stephon Diggs is getting positive media right now. He had an amazing revenge game. The Pats, man, I like them, man. Just to show, like, I know everyone feels like it's trolling to pick the Pats to go deep, but I just think that them beating the Bills is just showing fans, or it should show fans, that Drake May versus Josh Allen is something that we should be looking forward to, and it's not going to be a cakewalk like it used to be for the past couple of years. Like, I think that's going to be a battle in division that everyone should be looking for years to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go over our favorite Super Bowl bets right now after 5 weeks, coming up in about a half hour on the show. But is there another team that you do not yet? Your picks look strong right now, but is there another team that you're watching, you're keeping an eye on, thinking, man, they're dangerous? Wait, like the Ravens are out. Everybody thought the Ravens were going to be a top team. Now they're out. Opens the door for other teams. There are other situations that are similar. Is there a scary team that you're taking a look at? A team that you don't want to face right now?
Sicko. I might be a sicko for even thinking to say this, but the Cowboys. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it too loud. Look, I don't want to say it too loud, but the Cowboys, they have problems, but they're putting up points. They're putting up points, and Dak Prescott is playing very well, and they're without CeeDee Lamb. I think it's and they got my guy George Pickens going. He's one of the best wide receivers in the league. CeeDee Lamb is also one of the best wide receivers in the league. So I'm very interested to see now that they got Pickens going, and like maybe he's happy, he's incorporated to the offense. But when they get CeeDee Lamb back, if they figure that all out and everyone's happy, that offense is very, very dangerous. They have a lot of problems on defense, yes, but the trade deadline, we see things. People are making moves. Maybe they'll make a move, but I just feel like that's the team right now that, hey, if Dak Prescott keeps playing the way he is, there'll be little murmurs. We'll have to hear the Cowboys fans for a little bit this season, I think.
We need a bet. So pull up that MGM app. You got college football tonight, NBA preseason tonight, hockey tonight, baseball, NFL the weekend. We need a bet. You've been really good with these bets. What do you like?
So here we go. I'm going with an underdog this week. I'm not going to go outright. I'm not going to go too crazy. But, and we talked about it earlier, after the week that they had last week, I think this is going to be a get right week for the Arizona Cardinals. We got Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. going back into his dad's house, and maybe the spirit of Marvin Harrison Sr. out there in Indianapolis will be floating around, and I just feel like his son has a breakout game. I feel like the Cardinals are in the news this week for all the wrong reasons. They had a terrible loss. We just talked about the DeMarcado situation. I feel like Gannon is fighting for his life. I feel like he calls the best game. He's going to have to call the best game this week, and I think the Cardinals cover that plus 6.5.
Same thing crossed my mind. I was looking at that matchup, all the noise with Arizona, nothing going wrong with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Like, they're looking like one of the best teams in football, and you're getting the side that's getting 6.5 points. I see a 7 out there, too. We might get there. Like, who's going to be with you? Who's going to line up and back the Arizona Cardinals? Nobody. They're all going to be taking the Colts.
I'm a props guy. This is a game that I would Marvin Harrison Jr., 2 touchdowns. I feel like they feed him the ball. He had a shaky start to the season, but the last few games he's been back to jumping over guys, catching passes. And like I said, I think all those guys in the building, when you're in the locker room and you know you're to talk to the media that week and it's all negative, it weighs on guys, and you don't want that. You don't want that to keep being your narrative for the rest of the year. So yep. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 6.5.
Good stuff every Wednesday. Nate Collins of the Green Light Podcast. Make sure you check him out over there. Find him on X at Big N98. MLB card, 4 games today. That's next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.